You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Have you ever dealt with a skeptical prospect? They come to you looking for what you have. They have the problem that you provide a solution for, but they're skeptical and not wanting to exchange their card information to buy from you. In this episode, I'm going to show you exactly two ways that you can actually use to deal with skeptical prospects.
King of Client Attraction.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Mark Hoyle Russell here, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you two ways to deal with those skeptical prospects. You know those ones where we find ourselves trying to convince them. They want us to convince them. They want to buy. They seem like they'll be a good fit, but they're like, And now you kind of start going through all kinds of stuff and working way too hard trying to convince this individual. So I'm going to share with you two ways you can implement starting today to deal with skeptical prospects. I'm gonna give you two examples. So number one, let's say you have that prospect that says, they try to get you to tell them why they should buy. So for example, some of them may say, well, why should we do business with you versus doing business with XYZ? And while most people would say, they'll start going into their catalog, talking about the magazines they've been in, talking about all this different type of stuff, right? But a better way, instead of going into trying to convince them, something you can do immediately is you can just say, well, I don't know. Why should you? And then you just lean out and you let them talk. Because one thing, they're actually expecting you to convince them. Yes, these people are actually expecting you. They're coming to the call expecting them to be sold. They're expecting you to try to convince them to buy or persuade them and all that. So when they say, well, why should we do business with you versus XYZ? And then you say, well, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't. And now they're like, that shakes them to their core because they're not used to that. They're used to somebody trying to sell them. So that's one way that you can do it. Number two, if they say something like, well, I don't know if it's going to work for me, or I don't know if fill in the blank, whatever skeptical saying that is, right? Well, you can simply say, one of the best ways to do it is just say, well, let me just give you an example of somebody like you who this has worked for. And then you give them a story. You share like a story of how this has worked for somebody else. Now you say, oh, come on, what if I don't have any testimonials? Okay, great. Well, use your story and how it's worked for you. Or use some other kind of analogy that may not be you directly, but you're using some kind of other analogy to help tackle it as well. So two ways. Number one, leaning out saying, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't. That's number one. Number two, I'm gonna give you a bonus one also. Number two is you giving them a story, right? And then number three, when they say, well, I don't know, I need to think about it, I need to do some research on you, or whatever, just kind of, you know, doing all this different type of stuff, and you lean, especially like the real analytical people, you can just say, okay, cool, you know what? I'm not even going to let you join right now or let you buy right now. I would actually insist that you go do your research, right? And run the numbers, make sure it makes sense. Do that, and then just reach back out, right? Or we can schedule a call now, or you can just reach back out, and then we'll just go from there, right? So now, again, you shake them to their core. They're not expecting you to actually say that. They're expecting you to lean in. What do you think? What do you got to think about? What do you mean? Aren't you just, they're expecting you to do all that. But when you lean out, they don't expect that. And now you'll realize you'll start getting these text messages out of the blue where they're like, hey, I'm ready to get started. So apply these three things when dealing with skeptical prospects. That's going to help you increase your closing ratio, and it's going to help you get a higher return on your ad spend as well, and be able to serve more people in your coaching or consulting programs or services or whatever it is that you provide. All right, so that's it for today's episode. If you want more training on how to get more leads, how to get more clients, and how to grow your business while working 50% less, head over to paidadplaybook.com. Leadsbuilder.com. Got a ton of free gifts for you, and going to show you how to, you know, get 50 to 100 leads every single day to actually convert into clients. And we got some other bonus training videos over there for you as well. So go ahead and grab that right now. And until the next one, have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.